At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, it's Gil. Thanks for listening to our Beating the Book feed. We really appreciate it. I know I do. Did you know that on top of the podcast, I also do a daily show called A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network? That show is also its own podcast, and you can find it by searching for A Numbers Game wherever you get your podcasts. We did something on the show this morning that I think you'll like, and I wanted you to hear it. Take a listen.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM with all your favorite wagering options, along with in-game betting, boosted odds, specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the strip with your state-issued ID to open an account. Start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. It's Gil Alexander, Wyatt Tomchek in for the vacationing Kelly Bidlin. It is Pro Football Week, NFL Week. Our NFL betting guide is coming out in 48 hours, Wyatt. Can we assure that it isn't exactly 48 hours? Will it be available in the morning? Do we know this precisely?
That is above my pay grade.
Wow. All right.
I wish I could tell you.
Look at that.
No, I don't like to tell lies. I like to tell the truth.
So you don't know quite yet, but it is coming out on Thursday. All very excited about it. VSiN.com/subscribe. So we're trying to go through every division. We're trying to go through all kinds of bets, what we would recommend, including awards. Chris Felica will join us later in the week to talk about some props and awards that he has bet. So we'll do it all. But I'd like to focus on the NFC East for our purposes right now. The NFC East, which, in case your memory is a little blurry, by collective record in terms of just bottom up, was the most competitive division in football last year. Competitive in quotes, but let's just say it was the best division in football when you talk about four teams. That because the Commanders, the Commodes, ended up at the bottom at 8-8-1. So in that respect, the NFC East was not what people thought it was going to be. But the Eagles, clearly the cream of the crop. But from a macro perspective, the other thing you really have to know besides how they finished last year is, you know, Cowboys made the divisional round, Eagles got all the way to the Super Bowl. But the big difference this year is that that division has a generally harder schedule. Instead of playing the AFC South, which they got to sort of in a patsy way last year, this year it's the gauntlet that is the AFC East. So it's going to be, you know, that much more difficult just in terms of those teams being on the schedule. Bills, Dolphins, Jets, and Patriots on your schedule. Eagles win total set at 11.5, Cowboys at 9.5, Giants at 7.5, and the Commodes at 6.5 this year, with the Eagles the favorite to win the division at -125. Real quick, just in terms of personnel, obviously with the Eagles at the top, Jalen Hurts signed the mega extension, 5 years, $255 million, 14-1 record as a starter last year, finished second in the MVP voting, you may recall, to Patrick Mahomes. And what did Philly do in the draft? They added more Georgia defenders. What they did, just like Washington tried to recreate the Alabama defense a few years back. Philly, in the process of trying to create the national championship, back-to-back national championship, Georgia Bulldogs defense, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith added in the first round. Remember, they did have some losses on defense. Javon Hargrave went to the Niners, and specifically, they lost five defensive starters as a whole, starting safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Marcus Epps, and linebackers T.J. Edwards and Kazir White. So there is some attrition there, and they do have a couple older players. Fletcher Cox is 32. Brandon Graham is 35. So Jalen Carter is going to have to pick up much of that slack. Jordan Davis, second-year defensive tackle, Milton Williams. Certainly, N'Kobe Dean is going to be relied on tremendously. They want the second-year player out of Georgia to really be the glue on that defense. But the Eagles, despite all of that, they're the best team in this division, and there's a reason why they're a minus 125 favorite. I would actually play that. If you don't mind, and it is one of these opportunity cost things where, if, you know, you're going to have to hold it, they're going to hold your money for 4 months. But if you're inclined to do that, I think they're the cream of the division. I'm not going to sit here and tell you any of the other three teams are going to overcome them because I don't think they will. So that's that would be a bet for me. I don't have a bet on their season win total. I would lean actually to the over, but I certainly don't want to play over 11.5. But they look to me to be about a 12-win team, not enough to play it. Their tough schedule stretches after the bye. They have a bye in week 10, week 11 through 14. They're at Kansas City, home Buffalo, home San Francisco, at Dallas. But I still think Philadelphia is clearly the cream of the crop in that division. Cowboys, big acquisition, Stephon Gilmore on the defensive side. In the secondary, Brandon Cooks as a wideout. They should make Trayvon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb, respectively, that much better on the Dallas Cowboys. Mike McCarthy's going to call all the plays. They really got to clean up the interceptions, though. Dak Prescott does. Last year, 15 picks, entering his eighth season now as a starter, by the way. Tied for the most in the NFL, 15 picks despite starting only 12 games. So that's obviously the big Achilles heel for the Dallas Cowboys. No Zeke this year, and a lot of people immediately go, well, he hasn't been their best running back in a few years. Tony Pollard has been. I've said that as well. But Zeke is the guy on short yardage, or has been. He has been the guy on the goal line. We really don't know if Tony Pollard can be that guy consistently in those situations. So I wouldn't be too clear or too careful to or too quick, I should say, to immediately pass that off as a good thing for the Cowboys. Place kicking will be an issue. Tristan Vizcaino right now, is there a place kicker? That could change between now and the beginning of the year. They have a really nice favorable scheduling stretch the Cowboys do between weeks 12 through 14. All are at home, Washington, Seattle, and Philly. And the Seattle game is Thanksgiving, so that gives them extra rest into that Philly game, which is a nice thing to their schedule. But here's the deal. You look at the Cowboys schedule, I actually think the under 9.5 at DraftKings at plus 140. I don't know that I would necessarily have played this if it was minus 110, but they're giving me extra bang for my buck at under 9.5. That, to me, is a play. If you look at that Cowboys schedule, that would be the lean. Here's how I would optimally play that, quite frankly. I would wait till after week 4, where the Cowboys schedule is a little easier. They're at the Giants, home Jets, at Cardinals, home Patriots. If the Cowboys can somehow navigate that at 3-1, which is a big if, but if they can, then I think you play the adjusted win total under at that point on the Cowboys. That's how I would actually play that more optimally than the pre-flop under 9.5 plus 140. Giants, Daniel Jones, guaranteed $82 million over the next two seasons. Just 15 touchdown passes, though, last season, despite being a top 10 in QBR. They did re-sign Dexter Lawrence on defense as well. They added Darren Waller, some wide receiver depth. But the bottom line with the Giants, 31-point loss to the Eagles in the postseason last year. That left a bad taste in Brian Daboll's mouth. They scored. The Giants did just more than 20 points, only more than 20 points once in seven games against NFC East opponents, including that playoff game. So the thing with the Giants is a lot went their way last year. It's entirely possible for them to be better with a better team with a worse record than last year's 9-7-1. A lot went their way last year. And they've got it tough schedule-wise. Primetime games on the road against the Bills and the Niners. And they still got holes on offensive line. Secondary depth is still a question. Tough schedule stretch. Three straight road games. Weeks 9 through 11 at the Raiders, at the Cowboys, at the Commanders. And then they play Philly two of the last 3 weeks. Yesterday on the show, I talked about alternate season win totals. And so if there is an alternate season win total shot, it is with, in my humble opinion, the New York Giants. Because if you go through this schedule and you do the whole win-loss thing, I think betting them under in their conventional season win total, their consensus season win total, under 7.5 and minus 120 is my favorite play of everything. So under 7.5 on the Giants at minus 120 is the play for me. But I will get frisky, and I think I don't have this in pocket yet, but I believe I'm going to play an under 5.5 on the Giants at plus 270. And I know Giants fans listening are like, oh, come on, you like Washington. Honestly, looking at all this objectively, they are the team that could take the biggest fall, and their schedule did them no favors whatsoever. So under 7.5 is my favorite bet So far, Eagles to win the division -125. I do lean Dallas on the under, but I'd wait till after week four to play that. And then with the Giants, bet under 7.5 -120, bet under 5.5 +270. That schedule is brutality. And then with Washington, there really is no bet. I do lean a little bit over on them, but that's just a lean. I wouldn't play it over 6.5 +100. I think they're probably about a 7-win football team. The big news, of course, in Washington, Daniel Snyder out. I know that's not an on-the-field kind of thing, but believe me, for those of us who have lived with this team, it can't be more massive. Josh Harris should take over as the owner this coming month. But they're going with Sam Howell as their quarterback. Sam Howell, who has completed 11 forward passes in his NFL career, just one start at the end of last year against the Cowboys. Washington is super bullish on him. Eric Bieniemy, the new offensive coordinator. It's Ron Rivera's fourth season. If they don't get off to a good start here, this could be lights out for Rivera, that's for sure. But it's a team with beyond Howell, and he's the huge question mark. Washington thinks they got a ridiculous steal with him in the previous draft. That remains to be seen. He certainly was a lot of people on this network's Heisman Trophy pick prior to his senior season in college. But they will have, coming back, of course, the incomparable Terry McLaurin. They've got Logan Thomas as their tight end, so they do have some good skill positions on offense. But the key to this team getting to a 7-win or an over bet cashing, even getting to an above 500 record, trying to get to the postseason, is that defense. That defense is still pretty awesome. And in fact, Washington's total, I should say, the offense hasn't finished in the top 10 at either points or yards since 2016, hasn't finished top 10 both since 2012. But on defense, these stats are just the opposite. In fact, Philadelphia ranked third, 63.4 in terms of total QBR allowed last year. Washington's total QBR right underneath that in terms of allowed on defense. Yardage, points allowed, Washington's defense right up there, top 10 in yards and points. So that's a defense, two out of the last 3 years, that has been good. If it's good again, they have a shot. But no bet there on Washington for me. Coming back with baseball.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.